Hello, everybody. Welcome to the STAR Coalition. I'm speaking with Alex Wise, PhD. She's the Senior Vice President of Clinical Development for Syneos Health. Some of the calls we've been having recently, Alex, is just kind of asking the same question. So obviously, there's a lot going on within research right now. How has this the coronavirus impacted the work that you're doing, or maybe some things that you've noticed since we've been really wrapped up in this pandemic?
Yeah, thank you, Luke. This is a really unprecedented time, and for me, having worked in the industry for a long time, it's obviously nothing I've ever encountered. And I know we're all really trying to deal with what is the next step to take. And probably what I'm observing most acutely is just how very different every single study is, that there is not one answer for any of the clinical trials that we're running, particularly with the mental health population that I work with. Clinical trials are in some cases easily proceeding. In other cases, there are some obvious thoughtful reflections going on of whether this is the appropriate type of trial to continue forward when there are stay-at-home orders. In other cases, it seems like it's probably one of the best things for the population to be able to continue to have the continuity of a study that they had signed up for, and for something that gives them some sense of structure, relief, hope. So I think that's probably one of the things that is most surprising to me, is that you would expect that maybe there is sort of a standard way to approach a situation like this. But really, it's just that every single time we sit down to look at a clinical trial, you know, what we're looking at is to determine what is in the best interest of obviously human safety and the people who are working on the studies and in the studies, but also what is best for the population and for the clinical research trial itself.
It's a really interesting perspective. And once again, I think it shows that the work that you're doing and the work that your colleagues are doing is really focused specifically and primarily on the patient's safety and well-being. And it's a very unprecedented time. But I appreciate your thoughts today, and I would love to talk to you again as things kind of evolve over the next few weeks. But once again, we're talking with Alex Wise, PhD. She's the Senior Vice President of Clinical Development for Syneos Health. Thanks for your time today, Alex. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Luke. This is really important. I really appreciate you asking the questions.